Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the news you might have missed, but you need to know that's going on right here in your backyard. It may be cold out there, but folks, the daffodils and jonquils are blooming, chicks are coming in at your favorite farm supply stores, and it's almost springtime out there. Until spring has really sprung, here's a little bit of good news to keep you motivated. We're going to start off with our two heroes for this week. They're JDL Hitt and Angel McPherson. JDL is 7 years old and more courageous than a lot of adults. When his month-old baby brother had a seizure and quit breathing, the older sibling called 911. Now, Miss Angel McPherson was the telecommunicator working that night. She guided JDL through performing CPR on his brother, keeping the infant alive while an ambulance was en route. We're happy to be able to report that the little brother's life was saved, and he's happy and healthy now. And it was due to the professional work of McPherson as a 911 operator and JDL being the type of big brother all little kids deserve. They were honored Monday by county commissioners, and as one member of the board put it, God has a reason for them to be here. Real proud to be able to call them our community heroes for this week. We need more folks like this in Columbus County, and as long as we have kids like JDL, we have some hope for the next generation. Facts of Life has its warming shelter open right now due to the frigid temperatures. This shelter is open to anyone in need of a warm place to stay. It opens at 6 p.m. daily. If you have contact with homeless persons or someone in need, make sure they know about the shelter. Facts of Life is located on Lee Street in Wyville, across from Wyville High School. It may be chilly out there, but thank goodness it is almost baseball season. The Wolfpack DYB Showcase is March 1st, and registration ends today. So, you need to contact Jonathan Souls at 910-234-5906 to sign up for Wolfpack Optimus DYB. Movies are coming back at the Museum of Science in downtown Wyville. WALL-E will be the first movie. That's going to be March 1st at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Museum Theater. We're not going outside quite yet. It's not quite that warm. There's no cost to enjoy the movie. Drinks and snacks will be available. There'll be opportunities for hands-on learning after each show. The movie series is sponsored by International Paper. Vineland Market in downtown Wyville held their ribbon cutting yesterday at 11 o'clock. The new business is open at 701 South Madison Street in Wyville. We do look forward to having yet another member in the downtown community. Michael and Alicia Myrie of the Sheepdog Foundation are petitioning the state to officially recognize June 12th as Women's Veteran Recognition Day. They're gathering signatures on a petition to submit to our state representatives. Sheepdog Foundation will also be hosting the first Women's Veteran Appreciation Picnic. That's going to be in June, and they're planning a Combat Female Veterans Day celebration in May. Dates and further details will be announced later. Of course, their popular cookout for cops is set for May 14th, but it's going to be at the new home of the foundation. That's at 429 South Lee Street in Wyville. Just look for the American and Marine Corps flags. You can't miss them. Southern Farm Days is coming up in just a couple of weeks, folks. The 14th, 15th, and 16th of March. I am looking forward to it, as I'm sure you are as well. This is the 15th year for the festival. It celebrates all things rural and historical. Organizers have made some changes this year to keep the event interesting. Look for more on Southern Farm Days at ColumbusCountyNews.com in the coming weeks. Now, we are expanding our church news section, so make sure you send us your service information, address, website, or social media contacts, and any special events you have so we can share it with our readers. You can email churchnews@columbuscountynews.com. And if you will, send us a photo of your church, your pastor, or special guest. Some of the things we've got on the calendar right now is Gore's Chapel is going to hold revival March 9th through 12th with Reverend Israel Formidable. Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m., Monday through Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 36 Gore's Chapel Road, Nakina. The Columbus Baptist Association Spring Revival is set for March 10th through 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church. It's 551 Hallsboro Road South. Guest speakers will be Reverend Joshua Connor of Pleasant Plains Baptist, Reverend Phil Addison of Bolton Baptist, Reverend Ryan Edwards of Clarendon Baptist, and Dr. George Strickland of Sierra Gorda Baptist. There will also be special music each night. Remember to check back with the good news throughout the week on our website for updates on additional events. We never charge you for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries. Good Samaritan and hero stories, we're always on the lookout for those folks. Little kids with big fish, happy stories of any kind, we've got room for it in the good news. Let's face it, folks, we need some good news these days. Email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056. Or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.